This is WSGR 413, Anna.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm assuming that you've probably been listening. We've been trying to practice sending a message. Is there anything, any questions or suggestions you might have, Anna?
Not at the moment. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You can always contact us later if you do have any questions moving forward. So thank you for sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRJX 597 Jill and WRZL 684 Lee. They were unable to participate this evening.
409.
For Chantel, Gina, Yvette, Debbie, Jeanette, Shannon, and Clarissa from the east side, they wish they could participate, but they send their love. 359, moving to the next radio check.
409.
409, go ahead.
Hi, Karen. I apologize for interrupting. Can I take a couple minutes? I have an opportunity, and I think I heard a couple questions, and I'd like to clear up some things. If not, I could do it next week. I don't want to interrupt you.
Oh, no. Please go ahead. Interrupt. We appreciate your expertise.
Okay. All right. What I would like to do is go over the form itself. I heard some question about the date, time, group, and stuff like that. So that'll take a couple minutes. And another question was, I think Sylvia asked about word 25, and I think what her question might have been is, why not just say the last word instead of word 25 or something like that? But do I have a couple minutes to go over the form first?
Sure, please do. Kimber went over it a little bit, and Ron expanded on that, but please go for it.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we all say the same thing. I'll go over it really quickly, and if there's a discrepancy or some needs clarification, just let me know. And box one is message. So it's from the sender himself. So if I wrote three messages, then it would be the third message would be 003. So it's not total of all messages. It's from the actual sender himself. Box two, precedence, would be either routine, or priority, or immediate. Those would be the ones you'd be concerned about. Okay. Let me break. And under those precedents, routine, that means, you know, get it out when you can. Priority means, hey, try to get it out in the next 6 hours or so. And immediate would be as fast as you can. Okay. Number three, date time group. There is kind of an importance for that, but not at this stage. If we're just learning, date time group will give an actual the time that the message was sent. And if you get a lot of messages, that can be helpful to refer to, okay, this happened 3 days ago. Do I need to relay it? Maybe the problem's already resolved itself. Okay, something like that. Message line number four, obviously that's from and to is number five. The rest of them are self-explanatory except for eight, which would be the number of words in the message. So in my message that I gave you, that should be 25. Let me break. And the bottom portion is box 10 through 15. Those are self-explanatory as well. Now let me move on to Sylvia's question. And if that's Sylvia Walter's wife, please send my regards. If not, I apologize. I think she asked if word 25, why not just say last word? Well, there's a couple of reasons. That's a really good question. It exposes a few things. If I say word 25 and I give you that word and it was it, and you're like, wait a second, I got word 24 is it, then a light bulb goes on and you're like, oh, I'm missing a word. Okay, so that's one thing it does. Let me break. And the next thing it does, it'll let people know that they're, when you say word 25 and you're going to go end message, you're going to know, okay, that correlates with the group count. And that's another reason the group count in box 8 is important. So it does, it exposes some things, so it's better to say word 25 instead of last word. Just for the reason that, like I said, you could be missing a word, or you could have too many or something. So then it kind of makes you go, hey, something's wrong here, and you might need a total repeat. So I hope that clears some things up. Was there any discrepancies or any differences from what I said? Maybe hopefully I got in there a little bit better. I don't know. We'll see. Let me know what you think.
Well, basically what Ron and Kimber had mentioned, what Sylvia was talking about was, okay, can we just go like line one, like line two, line three, and say, you know, the fifth word in line three or something like that? And so sometimes that's easier. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's what she was asking. Yeah, sometimes it can be easier, but we're saying more words now. So in an emergency situation, we're on low battery power, let's say, for example, we want to be as efficient as possible. So if I just say repeat 25 instead of line five, can, you know, last line or whatever, can you repeat the second word or whatever, then we're saying more things, okay? And if somebody's on their last leg of battery, then we might have messed them up, and or they might not have got the entire message. So it's just for efficiency's sake. And I'm sorry, I thought the question was different, but it still exposed some importance in the word, in the numbering. So back to you.
Copy that. Are there any other comments from, let's say, Kimber or Ron? 487. 487, Kimber, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that is what Doug said goes along with what we said perfectly. Thank you, Doug. And what you suggested, Karen, is a great idea, and maybe we can even update this form where, you know, it has five lines, five words per line, and like you said, number each word. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the first line. Put a number on those, and that way if you do want to say repeat word 22, which would be who in this case, then you have that down. So I think we could easily redo that form or, you know, pre-do it and write it out yourself just to count your own words. If when you hear the word count, go ahead and number each of those, and that would be easier to deal with quickly.
Copy that. Makes sense to me. That's what I, like I said, that's what I do, is I just number each line, and then I know which one is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 10, or whatever. Any other comments?
Yes, Doug, real quick. Yeah, that's a good idea. I've actually done that a few times, especially when there's a lot of messages, so that's a really good idea. I forgot about it. Thank you, Kimber.
Copy that. Thanks, Doug, and thank you, Karen. Back to Nick.
Are there any other comments or suggestions out there?
709, I like that idea.
Copy that. So do I. That's one reason why I do it that way, is because it's just a lot easier for me to count them that way. Any other comments, questions, or suggestions?